We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Danielle St. Vincent, and she's with Royal LePage. And we're going to be talking about, she's going to be telling us about some situations that can happen with buyers and vendors. So we'll start with buyers, Danielle.
Yes. Hi, Maureen. Pleased to be here. So, yes, yeah, situation that might occur that you don't want to occur if you don't use the professionals. So for the buyers, the largest investment of a lifetime is unquestionably buying a property. As you know, buying a house is quite complex and requires intervention of several professionals. You could have the evaluator, a surveyor, of course an agent, a lender, a lawyer, inspectors, and so on. So we realtors know many different market sectors and are able to advise you on several professionals in your area. But it's important for you to shop your home, knowing the market, establish comparison to ensure that the price reflects really the value of the market sector. As the market changes constantly, it is important to use recent sales occurred in the area that you convict. So your buying decision may be based on several factors. The price is a basic factor. Other factors could be website, city, country, roads, proximity, workplace, schools, whatever. Identify your needs. But a good piece of advice is before you visit a property, visit the area, tour the sector. Look at for schools, nursery. Even if you don't want children, you got to think about resale values.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the buses, the mall, the medical center, the roads? Is the house in a floodplain? I've seen the situation where buyers have bought a place not knowing that within a year or so there was going to be a highway next door.
That's so important to
it's
look
so
at.
So important. Mm-hmm. Check with the municipal towns. I mean, go to the municipalities, see what their first year, next year, or five-year plan are for the area. What kind of zonings you have. There was this couple who bought a house and hoping to be able to open a store, or open, in their case, it was an office just working from home as a massothérapeute. Well, she was not allowed. So they bought this house thinking that they could. They went ahead and did it anyway, and what happened is that the town came and stopped them, and when they resell, it showed that they did a change that was not legal.
Okay.
The other thing is buyers often, you know, to save from $350 to $500, which is the cost of an inspector, will use a friend of a friend or a contractor or somebody who builds houses. It's one thing to build houses, it's another to inspect it. It's your privilege if you don't do it. But what could happen is that if there's a hidden fault, especially in the winter when you look for houses, there may be a crack on the foundation. Maybe the pipes in the walls are frozen and you don't know. Maybe there's been a leak and you don't know. Maybe in the roof there's a type of insulation that's asbestos, has asbestos in it. Maybe the earth has what we call the orange ochre. So if you don't expect, and then after that you realize that something happened that you were not aware, then you want to sue and get your money back. Well, when you go in front of a judge, the judge will ask you, have you had your house inspected? Oh, yes, I did. I had my uncle who builds houses. That's not legit. So get it inspected. At least, even if the inspector didn't see it either, you'll have more chance to win your case. You go to small claims court to start with, and then it'll cost you $250 to open a file, and afterwards you could present your case. So building inspection is very, very important.
Exactly, and so important to know that.
Yes. Oh, a little trick too. When you visit houses, looking outside, see if your neighbor has a thermal pump, because they're noisy. Now, for the vendor, well, of course, vendors often do not want to use professionals, and to either sell their house or to get a certificate of location, and then they may have some surprises. I've been through a case where the buyer made a purchase, made an offer on the vendor's house. He desperately wanted this house. He really loved it. So they agreed on the price, and then what happened is that the buyer had his own house to sell, conditional on buying the vendor's house. So they put all this in writing. One thing they omitted was to say, well, there should be a delay in selling your house. If you cannot sell within that delay, then either the offer becomes null and void or you renew that delay. So none of the two parties thought of that. So legally what happened is that the vendor, because he had no delay in letting the buyer sell his house, could not sell to anybody else. The buyer on his side, because he had a house for sale, he was in a good position because he said, well, you know, my offer still stand because it's an open condition with no delays. Same with financing. You know, vendors will say, well, I know so-and-so and they're very interested in my house and they will buy it and we agreed on the price and he's going to just basically let me know when the bank gives him a letter. Again, have a delay. Usually, same with inspection. Same with anything, any verification. It varies from 10 to 15 days. So when those delays have passed, the offers become null and void. So if you don't have any delays, again, as a vendor, legally, you've sold. This, you cannot sell your house to somebody else until the first buyer goes away. For him to go away, it has to be the fact that he hasn't met his delay. But if there's no delay, he owns the house until he could sell. It could take 20 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So legally, you're tied to an offer, even verbal to a point, or written, but please put some delays. The other things too is if the buyer would like to invest or inspect septic field, septic tank, no vendors, no town for that matter, will give you a certificate of conformity. So you may buy a septic tank or a septic field that's over 30 years old, and then you buy it and everything is kosher, and suddenly you have problem with it because the field was for two bedrooms, but you bought a house with four bedrooms. So how? The town will not verify that information for you, but professionals can. So, and then you're going to return against the vendor because he had a septic field for two bedroom instead of four. Buyer beware, you had to prove that you went to a proper professionals to demonstrate that you've covered everything. So it's not a hidden false.
Mm-hmm.
Hidden false. What guarantees do we have? Of course, a buyer, when we sell out, we see often on listings with no guarantee. What does that mean? Usually it's for very, very old homes that basically needs a lot of renovation, and because they're so old that you don't know what they could hide. The other situation would be for successions, like people who actually, parents passed away, they inherited the house, but they live in the estates, or they haven't been in the house or ever. So they don't know anything about the property. They cannot divulge anything. So therefore, that could be without guarantee. When you buy or sell a house, if you do not have no guarantee, you are responsible for life. You bought your fifth house today. The first house you bought, you are responsible. The vendor could come after, the buyer in this case, could come after you. So hidden false really means that you yourself don't know these problems that exist in your house. Otherwise, it's bad faith, and then you could be sued for that. So that's why we need an inspection. And even if the inspector cannot find it, eventually, if there's a problem, you take pictures. Do not fix any situation. Do not, if there's a crack in the foundation, take a picture. If there's water, take a picture. Do not go ahead and process and fix the problem, because then you may not get your money because it may not be true, you know. So call your agent when something like that happens, and then they'll take you through the process.
It's important to know, very important information.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So having said that, I think today people are wiser, people are more knowledgeable, but the topics of houses and investment and real estate, it goes on and on and on. We have new phenomena. I mean, like the iron ochre. What do you do about that? So use a professional. So if you want more information, you could go on my website. There's some articles on there as well. You could also give me a call. My website is www.dvincent.com. And my cell is 819-574-9070.
Yeah, thank you very much, Danielle. Very important information we should all be aware of.
Thank you, Maureen.
Thank you.